Unit 18. Planet Earth. 18A. Traffic. Exercises 2 and 3.
Right, our first caller is Frederick Bowles. Are you there, Mr. Bowles?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And what have you got to say on the subject of traffic pollution?
Well, I think there are too many private cars on the road. Now, that is what causes traffic congestion and also pollution. Now, the way to solve the problem, in my opinion, isn't to build more roads. We should be improving our public transport instead. More buses, more railways, maybe share taxes.
I see. So Mr. Bowles thinks that the government should spend less money on building more roads and more money on improving public transport. Barbara Fielding, what do you have to say to that?
Well, Mr. Bowles, hello. You're obviously not aware the government is spending money on some forms of public transport. For example, some train services have been improved. But most people want to use their cars, Mr. Bowles. So the government needs to spend most money on improving the roads. And that's where the biggest problems are.
Well, Mrs. Fielding, I think the government should do something more positive to discourage people from using their cars. Why not make people who use the roads pay a bit more?
Well, Mr. Bowles, I really can't agree with you there. It just isn't fair to make driving something that only rich people can afford. Many people need to use their cars. They're dependent on them, particularly those in the country.
Right, thank you very much. We'll leave that point for the moment and go on to our next caller, if we may, who is Joanna Briggs. Hello, Joanna.
Oh, hello. Well, I think that the real problem is pollution. I mean, if we all carry on polluting the atmosphere like we are now, we'll end up, in the end, destroying the whole planet. And I think it is just stupid the way the government are putting more and more money into roads, because that just makes the whole problem worse. I mean, what they should be doing is they should be doing everything they can to make people stop using their cars.
I see. What do you think they should be doing, for example, besides what we've already discussed?
Well, I think that that really they've got to do something quite drastic, like limiting parking in towns and in cities, making the roads narrower instead of wider, because the wider the road is, the more cars will come, and make the city centres just for pedestrians and buses, no cars at all. And then this will make people stop using their cars in the towns altogether, because, you know, it'll simply be too difficult and the parking will be too expensive for them.
I see. Mrs. Fielding.
Well, Joanna, it is very easy to say all that, but in a modern society, you just can't stop people using their cars. I mean, after all, the whole economy would collapse. Oh, no. The government is trying to improve roads. Now, this helps people get to work faster. So people spend less time in their cars, and of course, this therefore causes less pollution. That is the only realistic answer.
18B. Inside the greenhouse. Exercise 2.
Is the Earth really getting warmer?
There's no doubt at all that the Earth is getting warmer. Scientists, people who know about these things, tell us it is true that 4 years out of the last 10 have been the hottest since records began. And so if this effect, the greenhouse effect, continues, it's fairly certain, scientists believe, that within the next century, the next 100 years, the Earth will have heated up by 4 degrees. Yes, it is getting warmer.
Exercise 3.
But why does it matter if the world gets warmer?
It matters because it changes a lot of things to do with our everyday life. If the Earth gets hotter, this will cause the level of the sea to rise by roughly between 1 and 1.5 meters over the next 100 years. It doesn't sound much, it's an awful lot. It'll cause flooding. Vast areas of the Indian coast, Bangladesh, Holland, London even, will be underwater.
And would there be any other effects?
There will be many other effects. One of the things that will happen is that we will have more storms. This will cause an awful lot of damage to crops, to houses, and to people. And there is another way that the world and our lives will be affected in this way, that certain areas of the world, America, the United States of America, and Russia, that grow an awful lot of the food for the world, could suffer from drought. And so if they're not making the food, there'll be famine. That's the problem. Areas like the Mediterranean, for example, could be turned into desert. We could simply not have enough to eat because the earth is warming up.